I'm looking for something.
I know it was too. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 258.
Hot Flash Wednesday.
It's hot in here, and it's making me really anxious.
Motherfucker.
I don't know why. I feel crazy.
It's making me want to pick the chair up and throw it into the wall right now. I'm Crystal.
I'm Potafria. I don't feel good. I don't feel great.
I know. You haven't been feeling
I feel
well.
Better. Yeah. I don't know what the last 2 days have been really weird. I was thinking, did I accidentally take double my dose yesterday of my meds? And is that why I was like throwing up in the evening? It's possible because I don't remember taking it like either time where I was. Like, I don't know. So I'm like, maybe I accidentally took it twice and made myself sick, or I don't know, because the day before I wasn't feeling good either. I think it was just from Sunday.
We had a really fucking busy weekend.
Yeah.
We did a lot of socializing.
We haven't been here with you guys in a week. It's been a full over a week.
Yeah.
We miss you.
We did miss you.
We have
you
a lot
guys.
To talk about.
Yes.
Last week was a busy week for us girls.
Birthdays.
Back to back.
Every year it's like that.
My social battery is dead. It's empty. It's like an old tin can. It's
rusty.
I was
surprised that we both went to each thing back to back.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So last week, me and Stevie are one day apart. She was my birthday present. So her birthday was Monday. My birthday was Tuesday. I was thinking that's really good for her because I usually have money on my birthday. Oh. So she's always going to be able to count on a good present because I have money on my birthday. So the night of her birthday, we went to dinner, which was nice. And then I had stomach issues after that.
We all had them bad.
To where her mom was like going to call and complain the next day because like we really were fucked up. And I was like,
there was like seven of us.
Enough to know that that doesn't normally happen. So I don't know. We were fucked up. So, but then my birthday was the very next day. And I was just so drained from the day before. I was like, I really don't want to do anything. I got my period for my birthday, which is very sporadic these days. Like, I can't plan on getting it every month. So
you can't even tell when it's supposed to come anymore unless you can, like, feel yourself. You can't even go off ovulation.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't always come.
Yeah. But I didn't eat like not even half of my dinner the night before.
Shocking.
And I usually be knocking shit down. So I was like, when I'm on my period, I don't eat.
Which
and
is weird because usually it's opposite.
Yeah, I don't. I'll go like a whole day without an appetite at all.
Crystal.
And so I, that could have been an indicator it was coming, but whatever. I got it for my birthday. Great. So I didn't want to do shit. And I was like, well, maybe we could just keep it super low key and just have like a small dinner, just like maybe my house and your house or something, or even just me and the girls. I don't know. But by the time evening rolled around, I was like, no, I'm good. So
yeah,
like, my ex-husband is like thinking I'm depressed. Like he's checking on me. Aww. And shit. Like, hello, like, are we going to all go eat? Or like, what are we going to do for you? And I was like, no, I think I'm good. Like, I'm just going to stay home. I'd like to just be in bed and not do anything, not be bothered. So I just did it that way. I drank decaf and I was just in bed and cozy and like chilling that whole day. And
that sounds like an amazing birthday.
Yeah. The girls didn't go to school. Like we were just home. And
perfect.
So it was nice. And then the weekend was coming. So,
I need to tell you guys about Pisa at dinner though, real quick. Okay. She's sitting at the table.
God.
It's me, Maria, Mark, and then the baby's sitting at the end, like the queen in her high chair. And, you know, we're like laughing, joking with her, and she's being all fucking sweet, right? She's doing this little heart thing with her hand.
She likes to make these, like with me and you, we'll make one together.
She'll make these little
hearts. She'll ask you to make it with, like, she really is into those. She'll make a broken heart.
And
sometimes
then she'll look at you with one eye through it and then, like, put it forward. Like, just the cutest fucking sweet angel, perfect baby ever.
She'll tell you, I love you. You're my best friend.
Oh my God.
You're the best ever.
You're beautiful.
The other night she told me, I love your smile.
Oh my God.
She's really randomly sweet.
Very. And when she's sweet, she's like uber sweet. Mm-hmm. So she's doing that. Then it was, I hate you.
She's a Sour Patch Kid.
I hate all of you. Mm-hmm. Don't, you're not my best friend. I hate you. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah. Nothing happened. Just mm-hmm. like that. So not even 2 minutes after her doing the sweet little heart, I love yous to me, I stand up and she was sitting over by, she had got out of her high chair and was by Stevie, and I turn and look. I shit you not. She fucking goes like this, sticks her middle finger up like Mackenzie, like the fucking
the real
bad
one.
White kid way, and holds it up to me.
Like, yeah.
2 minutes yeah. after and telling me I love you.
You got footage because people were like not believing me. Like I posted the hand heart thing and Natalia and a few people were like, see, like I do not believe she is ever a bad girl. Like you have my girl fucked up. Like she's not bad. And I was like, no, trust me. At that same table, she proceeded to tell all of us she hated us yes. within like 5 minutes.
There, you know that old nursery rhyme? There was the little girl with the curl, and in the nursery rhyme, it's like, and when she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid. Cause it's like the two extremes.
Yeah.
It's fucking peas.
Yes.
But no one told her to make that middle finger. I looked over and she was over there like,
yeah.
I cried.
I was just glad laughing. You had proof because people don't be believing
no.
me. She is bad. She will tell me she hates me. She hates everybody. She hates daddy. She hates Bunny. She'll name everyone in your household.
Yes.
We're not nowhere around y'all, but she just has to let me know she hates y'all too. She hates
extension,
cats.
Everybody.
She hates dogs. She like she will go so far with it. And I'm just like, okay, enough. Enough.
I'm going to teach her to say I hate fucking
oh my God.
Joe Biden.
She's too much.
She's so funny.
She did sing me happy birthday. Birthdays are her favorite. She was very happy for it to be Stevie's birthday.
Yes.
Celebrating two birthdays in 1 week was like a really big deal for her.
So cute.
She had hella fun. We proceeded to like do a little shopping during the week to get ready for Stevie's party. Knock
it was
that
early 2000s
out.
Theme.
Yeah, that ended up being really fun.
Everybody looks so cute.
Yeah, we celebrated with a lot of family and stuff. So really, that was kind of what I was looking forward to as far as celebrating. I didn't really need to plan anything else. I could just piggyback off her. So
yeah, because we always do cakes for both of you guys.
Yeah, our niece made me a beautiful cake with the fucking Terrifier, my
so
boyfriend,
perfect.
On it. Yeah, and she brought her new puppy, and it was just great. I spent a lot of time with her and the boys this time, and I just have to say, like, Simone, your friend, has the greatest kids
they're amazing
ever. They're amazing
young men.
Fucking kids. And I don't
they
know
are.
You need to tell her if she doesn't listen that I think that because they are amazing fucking kids. And I just kept thinking
them.
That throughout the day how great they are and
they're,
pleasant.
They're very emotionally intelligent young men. They're
yeah.
just so loving and kind and
yeah.
They're
adults. They're young adults.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
but
funny,
they're
respectful. They're
yeah,
just
yeah, very loving. They love the shit out of peas and just
yes.
yeah, they're just great fucking kids. I just kept thinking that like they might be my favorite out of
all the kids.
The friends' kids. Yeah,
yeah. I got to watch. Mitchie was the first baby I ever saw be born,
mm-hmm.
and I'll never forget it. I was fucking very young, and that's the closest I ever been to fainting.
Oh.
And everyone's like, there was like fucking 15 people in the room.
Oh my God.
This is many years ago. 15 people in the room when he was born. And they're all oohing and aahing over the baby. And I'll never forget.
You were nauseous?
I leaned down to Simone and I said, bitch, your shit is fucked up.
Oh my God. How dare you? Wow. You would never do that today. How dare you?
I was just being honest. But you know, they set it up. Everything's fucking
yeah,
normal.
Yeah.
But.
It was scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not something
we were
I would
young.
See.
No.
I wouldn't have looked.
Oh, girl.
That's scary.
You know, it's all beautiful moment. Everyone cries
yeah.
and shit. But I'll never forget that
I've
shit.
I've never seen a birth.
Like, really?
Mm-mm. I mean, I've seen videos and I have seen an episiotomy. My sister got one.
Ooh.
And that was hard to look at, but it was on a screen, you know, and I could look away and it was like not in person. I've never seen one in person.
I think three. I've seen three.
That would be too intense.
Three of my friends. The older I got, the easier it was.
Yeah.
But fucking, that first one was fucking. So I got to see him come into the fucking world. Yeah. So I've always.
They're great.
They're very good. Good boys. Very,
yeah.
It was very, it was a very chill. All the kids were well behaved.
Stinger showed up here. He likes to just check my location and pop up on
me. I love that.
And that's what he did because he called. And I was like, oh, I'm at Auntie Crystal's. And he's like, yeah, I'm at the door. And I was like, what? And he showed up and he got me these flower earrings, these post. They're like.
They're beautiful.
They're Asian gold. They're like that 24 karat gold. I love it. Fucking flower earrings. I need to make a post with all the photos I collected, you know, all last week, but
they look delicate, like that delicate gold. I really like those.
Yeah, I love them. And I was so shocked that he showed up to surprise me and just give me my little present. So I thought that was cute.
Very proud.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
It was a really nice day. And then the next day, the family reunion picnic.
Yeah, my godmother has an annual picnic every year that's like a family reunion for us, but because of COVID and shit, she hadn't had it in like 3 or 4 years, like since Pease has been here, she ain't had it. So it was the first time of us. What are you doing?
Going to my notes.
It was the first time
dork
of us seeing each other after so long, and so it was cool. There had been like some falling outs, so like there were some relatives that didn't make it, there were some that did, and I wish they didn't.
But, I hate you,
you know, but overall it was very nice. The weather was hella nice, breezy.
It was hella fun watching the kids in that face paint.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
There was a lot of little kids. And at one point, they took over the face painting station and painted P's entire fucking face and neck and arms.
She had a neck. She had a choker.
With a pendant.
She had fucking arm tatch, a full face.
Yeah, full nails. Face. Nails. I forgot the nails.
Oh, it
arms.
Was fabulous.
She was so great. Proud. But then when she fell asleep and we got home, it was a bitch waking her up because I was like, I can't let her sleep in all this.
Oh, you, so, made her take a bath.
Yes, but I'm like holding her while she's half asleep. And then when she wakes up with her feet in the water, she's screaming. Waking and I'm out. Like, please just let me wash you up real quick and I'll get you in the.
She was like, you're taking away all my art.
It was a nightmare.
I imagine.
Waking her up out her sleep in water. Like, she was.
Can you imagine
pissed.
Waking up in water? I would be pissed.
At least it was warm, and I tried to, like, put it on her first.
Oh,
like,
nicely.
Gentle. Yeah, like, work your way up to it. No, she woke up screaming, so. But whatever. It was nice. But Sunday night after that, I was so fucking exhausted and drained. I got to the picnic late because my social battery was dead.
Every day from last Monday, there's been something to do.
Yeah.
Like every single day.
And that's hard for me. I need like a day to decompress. And not being able to do that was
plus,
tough.
We got in 2 days of working out.
Yep. Yeah, we did. But
even
I was
with
in
all
pain,
that shit.
Just like joint pain. And I had the chills. And I was like, am I getting sick? And I felt funky
that
like that
sick.
Night. Then Monday, I was like nauseous. And then yesterday was like really bad, and to where I was like getting sick in the evening. So,
yeah, I knew you didn't feel good when you didn't want to work out.
Yeah, because I'm usually really excited to get it done. But I was like, uh-uh. And I took Zofran twice and it didn't help. I was still throwing up in the evening.
Oh, see, that's
bad. So I was
bad.
Like, something is wrong. So I just went to bed. But today I woke
today?
Up this morning. I felt a little dizzy. So I like tried to I went back to sleep after I woke up the first time. And then the second time you woke me up in a panic. So
I
you go ahead
was
and
like,
tell them what
the world.
She's talking telephone
411 screaming.
I see her calling. So I'm like, it's something because she doesn't call. So she probably texted and I was asleep. She's waking me up, mind you. She's
I'm like, I have to drive to Meta headquarters
on her way
right
to Palo
now.
Alto. Hella loud, talking hella fast, freaking the fuck out, freaking out. I'm like, what is going on?
So. You know, I posted a few things on my personal story this morning on my Instagram. I have 3 Facebook accounts, and then I have, because when I was going to jail all the time. and then I have my personal IG, and then we have the show page. Well, I go on Facebook. They're like making me sign in. I'm trying to sign in. They're telling me my profile doesn't exist. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go to Instagram. They're like, your account has been disabled. Let us know if you think it's a mistake. I hit the button like, fucking bitch, it's a mistake. All right. And they're like, okay, we'll let you know. That was it. It wasn't like you have 3 days of fucking no messaging. It wasn't like it didn't even show you what the violation was, right? Nothing. It just was like disabled. So all three of my Facebook accounts, my personal IG and the show fucking page, which was something very new because when you got in trouble, it didn't touch the show page.
It didn't affect the show page at all. So I was just like, what the fuck? So
all of it was gone. Disabled, yeah. In jail.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I have to drive to Meta. Well, this has to be solved immediately.
She's like, I'll go right now. Like trying to wake up fully and remember the steps I had to take, like when I in the past to get my page back.
Because it was, and I was so like, weird
just
how it
calm
happened.
Down. Like it'll give you the option to appeal and shit in a minute. Like just if it doesn't show up right away, it'll come. Like just give it time. Wait a minute. And I'm just asking her, like, do you know what the fuck it was? Like, do you know? So then I'm like, check your email and see if there's something there.
Finally, I was like, I know exactly what it is, what I posted. The main thing I really cared about were on my Facebook, there's a bunch of videos of my dad that I don't have anymore because that phone is in the bottom of the Sacramento River. And then our business fucking IG, those two things, like
that had me a little fucking worried because yes. The thought of rebuilding that page is not something I want to deal with.
No, goddamn, that shit is so hard. So what I fucking put on my story was a screenshot from Facebook Marketplace of somebody selling their grandma's old glass, like China bowls, glass bowls with a glass spoon. And it was like old cocaine set. My grandma's old cocaine set. It was from Facebook Marketplace. And I was like, this is so funny. Let me fucking post it.
So funny.
That. So fucking funny.
So funny.
Meta was like, don't you dare embarrass us like this. And fucking, they're like, you don't even get a warning. She gets a fucking email
that's talking about firearms, drugs, and stuff. She's reading it to me on the phone. I'm like, what the fuck did you post? All she keeps saying is, I know exactly what it was. I know exactly what the fuck it was. But you're not saying. And I'm like, did this bitch post like guns in Israel or something? Or a bomb or some? What did you fucking post?
Did she post Netanyahu?
Oh my God. With a gun to his head? Yes.
A drawing.
What did she do? So then she tells me and I'm like, oh my fucking God. Okay, like don't panic, like it's you're resharing the content, so like that's what your explanation would be when you're able to get to that field,
right? I didn't even get to that field. Basically, I just happened to be on the phone with Mark and he was like, I can see your account. And I was like, you can? And I was like, go see if you can see the HD account. He was like, I can see it. And I was like, and I go back on and it was all back up.
And that was after you submitted an appeal?
No, I couldn't even submit an appeal.
So what did you do?
So the first time when I went to check my IG, it said your account is disabled. If you think this is a mistake.
Oh, click here.
Click here. And I just clicked it. They had me put in my phone number, put the code that they had texted my phone, and that was it.
Okay.
So maybe like a real person reviewed it instead of like an AI.
Yeah.
But I can't answer DMs. I can't react to anything. I can't go live.
Yeah, she's on a new set of punishment. I've never known it to affect the show page before because I've had my page deleted. My main page got deleted for 6 months one time and I just on a fluke was able to log in and submit an appeal. After I had already gone through hella shit, I paid a fucking hacker like $600 to try to get my page back. They refunded me because they were like, I can't do it. I thought it was done. That was great of them to refund me. They were like, it can't be done. Like, it can't be recovered. So one day, just on a fluke, I just from the web browser tried to log in and it gave me a different option to request an appeal and state why I disagree with their decision. And I got it back within an hour.
Thank God.
But it took that long for me to even get that option. So I was like, you know, maybe we might have to wait a while, but we'll get it later or something. Thank God we ended up getting it, though.
Yeah, I'm on a punishment that I've never seen before.
Yeah, where like features are disabled for you that have never happened to me.
Like, I can't see how many people look at my story.
And you can't go back and delete or edit a story at all. Once you post, I told her, so when you post your tits on accident, that's it.
That's it, bitch.
You can't
Everyone
go back.
Everyone gets butthole. You're fucked.
You can't go back and delete nothing on your story.
No.
You don't even have that option show up.
Which is so shady.
Yeah, that's weird. I never saw that. You can't reply to DMs. That's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. I never had that before. Not going live, that's automatic. I assume that.
Yeah.
I've been on various different forms of that.
Mind like, you, my personal page, I've never ever been in trouble on that IG page.
They were like, we're taking any account you
They're
touch.
Like, we know you from Facebook.
Anything.
You habitual
yeah.
fucking criminal.
Yep. Oh, you're part on this page too? We're taking that one too.
You have the login access for this?
We're
out
taking
of here.
It. Yep.
Because that has a whole different set of login.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was scary.
Very.
I'm glad we have it back. You was gonna be in trouble.
Oh, I was.
You was gonna be on fucking page building duty for the next 2 weeks.
That God will be when damn. I really off myself.
No, I know. That's what she said. I thought today was gonna be the day I finally did it.
Today was gonna be the fucking day. Cause God damn.
Yeah. I just want to thank everybody for all the birthday love, all the happy birthdays. You Aww. Guys know how much that means to me. I just want the acknowledgement. A lot of people sent me coffee money. I appreciate that. You know, the gifts we got. I think I still have something at the post office I got to go get.
Oh, I love it.
We also want to thank the listener that sent the video camera for Carolyn because we got that.
Dude.
And that needs to go up.
That, for real?
I ain't seen my girl in a minute. Like, where's she been?
Oh, I got a text last night at 10:30 talking about I need cat food, wet food, cat food, dog food, dry food, wet food, dog food.
Oh, my God.
Cat litter. And, you Tissue. Know, she writes it like that, too, at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, she's like, let me let her know now.
Right. And then it's like, I'm good. Good night. Love you.
Okay.
Fucking bitch.
We need to get that camera fired up.
Yeah, so thank you so fucking much.
Thank you for that.
Like, that's so thoughtful. Thank you. I can't wait to set it up and then start posting video from it on Patreon.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's where it's going.
Yeah, I hope there's some dancing.
With clothes on.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
If she has tits, I'm going to be
pissed. You're going to have to put the blur fucking feature over her.
Two fucking happy face emojis.
Yeah. No, I hope that she's dancing because, you know, she's a musical queen.
For sure. She's like a savant with that shit.
Yes.
Over the weekend, I had to take Nia's fucking rats to the emergency vet.
That's a good time.
Thank God for scratch pay, dude.
So what happened that you noticed scabs? Is that what happened? Because I immediately started researching on TikTok how to deal with that.
I love you. So, you know, this is, we had rats growing up as kids our whole lives. This is the girl's second set of rats.
Mm-hmm.
This is the very first time in all the fucking rats we've owned.
In all the history of rats.
Ever. Dead mites, which are like rat fleas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we noticed Janet hella scratching, and then she had scabs on her neck. You know Nia. I love my child, but she is the most emotional human being I know in my life.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in the garage. I'm outside smoking at 2 in the morning, Saturday into Sunday, screaming, crying, talking about we have to take the rats to the vet. Fucking Janet has fucking bugs, and instantly I'm like about to have a nervous breakdown, bitch, because all I picture is bugs. They weren't that bad, thank God. But the treatment for mites is Revolution, which is, you know, what you put on your cats and dogs and shit, but it's such a minuscule amount. It also can be ivermectin, but again, you can't just buy it from the feed store like you can for horses because they're so tiny. And due to her scabs, the vet wanted to put her on antibiotics. So, yeah, he just wanted to take precaution. He was fabulous. He walked over and was so excited. He was like, oh, are these rats? I love rats. And
Oh my God.
I love you. I met a friend in there. Of course I did. She had a sphinx. Oh, he
was. I saw the fucking Toady. Picture you posted. I'm like, you don't even know these animals. Get out of their face.
We were friends.
They don't feel good. Get out of their face.
That was a very fun. That cat was so calm, so docile, very social. He didn't try to run off. He wasn't mean. He was giving kisses. Like, I've never seen a cat behave so calmly in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. They were great. They were from Pennsylvania. They had moved to California. Like, I know their whole story now, but.
Of course.
But it was like 4.5-5 hours at the fucking ER vet. But I will say, Veg in San Ramon is by far, they're my favorite vet ever in existence. I wish they did more than ER vet.
Yeah.
But while I was there this time, baby chickens were brought in, bunnies, a bearded dragon. Oh my God. Three hatchlings had fallen out of a tree. You know, scrub jays are mean. They'll knock other birds' babies out of their nest. And that's what had happened. And the parents didn't come back.
Oh.
So this lady came in with a box all panicked. I was like, look at Crystal in here about to cry. And
your tribe.
For sure. And so the little hatchlings were brought in. And I didn't know this, but Veg works very closely with the Lindsay Wildlife Museum. So any creatures like that, they basically keep alive. And then
they come get them.
They'll come get them in the morning, which I love that so much. So it was an adventure. There were a lot of dogs in there this time. And they have they have an open floor plan.
So you get to be in everybody's business.
Everybody's business. That's the real reason
you love it there. Yeah. But she goes just to go.
Just to be nosy.
She doesn't take any pets with her. She just goes.
I walk around with a clipboard. Why are you in here?
Checking people in.
The only thing is I'm like, I would need Valium because, you know, some of the animals are really fucking sick. And so that would make me have a heart attack. But
yeah,
the care every time we've went has just been fucking top notch. So
that's good.
Thank God. But, you know, ER vet fucking ain't fucking cheap, dude.
And then didn't you leave your medicine?
Oh, my God, you guys. Dude.
Because it's not, like, around the corner.
No, it's a 45-minute drive to this ER vet. We get home. Mark's like, fucking Veg called. You left the rat's medicine on the counter.
He wanted to punch you right in your face.
And I had, after being there 5 fucking hours. Dude, we had to drive all the way back and get it.
I would have just killed myself.
I wanted
like,
to.
Are you fucking kidding me? At this point, are you kidding me?
This is
how your days go.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of my fucked up brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove back, fucking got it. Oh, I was so mad at myself. I was like, you're a stupid bitch.
I would have been so fucking mad. Like, oh my God.
I just wanted to come home and relax.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
No.
I get mad if I leave my house and I forget something at home and I'm just at the first light. I get mad that I have to turn around and go back through the gate. I get mad then. I can't imagine another 45 minute
there
each way.
And back.
No, nope. They Crystal. Wouldn't have got it that day. Nope.
Oh my God. I was so fucking mad at myself.
Yeah, there's no way.
That, kill me. That was a lot.
Something dark that I found out that I thought was really cool. It's not really dark, a little bit. But every month, a boat in San Francisco goes from Fisherman's Wharf out to the Golden Gate Bridge to scatter the ashes of San Francisco's unclaimed dead.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yes.
I said, that is so fucking sweet. It's generally drug users that have no descendants or family next of kin, whatever. Yeah. Just a bunch, you know, whoever, unclaimed. And they fucking do that because they feel that they deserve dignity. And
I love that.
I was like, wow. I think I saw it on my birthday or something. And I was like,
happy birthday to me.
This is perfect for me today.
This
is very fitting. Yeah, this is great.
I love it so much more than them being thrown in like a potter's grave.
What's that?
County burial with like, you know, no acknowledgement or anything.
Yeah.
I feel like
I never knew what they would do, what other places do with them, you know? So
yeah, that's what Graham, Dave's brother,
yeah,
wanted done with Graham. He was like, I don't give a fuck.
He was like, let them do what they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just thought that was so nice that they do that. And things like that are what taxes should pay for, community services. And
that's what I want my money to go to.
Yeah, things for our community and for our people. And I thought that was really great.
A little dignity.
Yeah.
In death. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yep.
A lot. Did I ever tell you? I might have told you. I don't think I told the show. Graham killed himself.
No.
He OD'd on sleeping
It was determined. When was that determined?
Oh, God. The brother Dave called and told me maybe 5-6 weeks ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which is so weird. I don't know how he knows that.
The dose, I guess, that was found in his body?
But, you know, next to him was an empty bottle of sleeping pills. And Carolyn kept saying he bought those sleeping pills and a beer 2 days before that.
And just took the whole bottle, probably.
But what I got mad about was, after learning that, is you were naked. So you took those sleeping pills with the intention on checking out of here.
Naked.
Naked, bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's a real fuck you.
A fuck you.
That makes it darker. That makes it gross.
Right? It was intentional. It was very intentional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always thought he was like mid-stroke and had a heart attack. And he was like mid-jack-off sesh.
I hope Carolyn pinched his big bloated balls with those fucking barbecue tongs that she still has.
For barbecue.
That she's been poking Stevie's him birthday. With.
What the fuck? Oh my fucking God.
So it was intentional.
It was intentional. He stripped down and took a whole bottle of pills and chugged a beer and was like, they're going to come find this dick.
And this is the thank you they're going to get for fucking all the help they've given me.
Yep. What a piece of shit.
I was like, I hope he's in purgatory.
Yeah. What a bitch. What a dirty bitch.
Dirty bitch.
I never knew what he looked like, but I just imagine you said he looked like that gross one from Men in Black.
Yes.
Yeah. So I imagine him. Like, did he have on an apron or something in Men in Black? He was like a greasy, bug-eyed that. Yeah, him. That's Graham.
Yes, I hate him.
Ew.
But yeah, when I learned
that. So he wanted it to be extra traumatic.
It was I took it as a fuck you. Because, like,
bitch, you could have parked in your car and went to a park. You could have went to a fucking anywhere.
And you could have done it with clothes on, homie.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking God. He was like, I want it to be as traumatic as possible.
Yep. I want them to remember what my bloated fucking junk looks like forever.
Oh, my God. That's really your disgusting big, and rude.
Bloated purple gray fucking balls.
That's really fucking rude.
With your fucking I picture it in my head right now.
Thank God I don't.
Fuck. It was gross. It was bad.
Yeah, that's rude. What a rude, dirty bitch.
Don't do that to people. No. At least put on fucking clothes, dude.
Yeah. I mean, just don't do it in someone's house. Don't do it in anyone's house. I always say that. You can go to a public place and be concealed somewhere and fucking handle your business. Do it that way. So people don't have to live at your final resting place and have that trauma. Like, but you strip down. What a piece of shit.
You left your shirt on, though.
Oh, he was Winnie the Pooh in it.
Winnie the bitch.
What?
Left his shirt on.
He was like, I just want them to see this dick. Oh, God.
He had like one of them. He already had a big belly that like hung over. And then when it was bloated, like.
I just remembered you talking about the mattress being juicy. White. Was there white foam?
It was white.
Paste?
Schmear.
Paste?
Yeah.
Dead body paste.
Yes. Yep.
One day I'll be able to bring myself to look at the photos.
They're fucking rotten.
Yeah, it's not today, but one day.
A bunch of listeners have.
I've been nauseous enough for 2 days. Yeah, I remember I accidentally opened our DMs one day and I was like, bitch, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I immediately exited out. So I just saw like a picture of a room and I knew immediately what it was. And I was like, I fucking told you, do it from your personal page, bitch. And I was like, you were like, I forgot. Oh my
God. I did. I'm so sorry.
That's the only time I came close, but I didn't look because I was just like,
Yeah, there's a lot of room, you know, because that him in the bed is like low at the bottom of the photo.
God, one day I'll check it out.
I wish I would have fucking hit him with a sledgehammer.
Asshole. In other gross news, Amber Rose, I would just like to say, we do not claim you. You are not a girl's girl. You are not a hoe. You are not a, I won't even say a slut, whatever you want to identify. No, we don't claim you. You're a
performative.
You're a performative Karen.
Piece of shit.
You're a Karen. What Jocelyn said about you being a fucking Karen and all that, I'm like, whatever she said about you, I agree with all of it. You're a piece of shit.
You're
awful. And you're transphobic. That was a little cherry. That was a little unexpected cherry on top she threw in there.
Fucking bitch, dude.
I don't know if y'all saw, but she was in a gown or something. And I was following her. Yeah, posing with Donald Trump. And I was just a big, huge smile. And I was like, hold on. And Trump 2024, all this shit in her caption of the photo. And just social media tore her ass up. Twitter was tearing her the fuck up.
Good.
And so, you know, the blogs, they were running with it. Everything about how everybody was so caught off guard. Did not expect that from this self-proclaimed fucking, you know, women's activist, women's rights feminist activist, whatever you want to call yourself, bitch. No. At the end of the day, you're a fucking Karen. You are transphobic. We didn't see that coming.
Therein lies the fuck. This is where the problem is. You can vote for whoever you want to vote for, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you did the slut walk. You are a self-proclaimed women's rights activist.
Mm-hmm.
You had the nerve to put
body positive, sex positive, fucking.
You had the nerve to put in your fucking reason for it. Trump is for fucking women's rights, and that you're pissed. This is her words, not mine. They're allowing boys in women's sports.
She said, be for real. Like I've always been about women. I'm gonna read what she said because I actually have
she would
it.
Be considered a TERF.
Yeah. Which is trans exclusionary, right?
Yeah.
Bullshit. Hold on, I have it.
I wouldn't even give her that title. She's just a joke. And not, oh my God. Not only that, I don't know. Keep that shit to you.
This is her response, defending her support of Donald Trump. Laughing my ass off with hella O's because it's funny. It's not funny.
Off.
Y'all think Biden cares about black people? Sad. Do your research. I did. I'll always put women first. Y'all want biological men in women's sports? Rolling eyes emoji. Trump supports the most reasonable compromise on abortion. Stop being brainwashed because we're people of color. Make your own decisions.
So the fact that you think Trump has any reasonable anything regarding abortion and women's rights, you stupid bitch, do you not realize his fucking appointees to the Supreme Court are the reason that we fucking have Roe v. Wade returned? How the fuck is any of that pro-women when we don't get one fucking say over our bodies because of that? You dumb fucking bitch. You stupid.
Not only that, but he's been accused and charged with fucking sex crimes.
Multiple.
With being a fucking sexual predator. He's admittedly stated he's a sexual fucking predator.
I feel fire boasted. Going through me right now.
He's boasted and bragged about it. And this is who you claim you've done research.
Your like, slut work was to fucking, your slut walk was to show off your tits. Be fucking for real, bitch.
Say what it really
say
is.
What the fuck you're really doing. Don't fucking try and disguise it as a fucking women's lib movement.
Yeah.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
And the fact God she thought that damn. Was an appropriate response, so then people doubled down and tore her ass up, rightfully so, about that. And then she came back again and she was like, I grew up in Philly in the ballroom scene. Like, you think I'm fucking transphobic? Of course I'm not. Blah, blah, blah. She's just not. Wrote an educated person. Like, she's not, she's so ignorant. It's like, stop talking. Stop.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop fucking talking. I'm just, oh my God, just in Texas alone, I read this morning, Republicans want to pass a bill making a fetus viable life which would then mean if you got an abortion, if this bill was to pass and let's say it became law, if you were to get an abortion, you could essentially be looking at a capital case, capital punishment, the death penalty for receiving an, for getting an abortion. And that bitch, you think that group gives a fuck about women's rights?
Right. After your research, I did my research. You're the dumbest bitch. You should have your social media revoked and your vagina sewn shut.
No, for real. You don't deserve a pussy. Mm-mm. You don't deserve tits.
And in no way am I saying vote for Biden.
No.
In no
absolutely no fucking way.
But you cannot be serious.
Like, there ain't no good candidate. Mm-mm. There's not. I mean, not
personally
the two main parties.
I'm
there's
sitting
not,
this one out.
I don't know if I'm sitting it out or voting third party yet. I don't know because I feel like I need to put a vote for something. If I'm honest, it would maybe Cornel West, Jill Stein. I'm not voting for Robert Kennedy. He's fucking dumb as a doorknob. I'm not a fan of him. I hate Joe Biden. I hate Donald Trump. And my whole thing is, why can't we as a collective fucking country go, fuck this?
Yeah.
Like, no, yep. No, we don't want to do this. We're picking new candidates. Like, fuck this. Why can't we do that?
I watch other countries set embassies on fire, set fucking government buildings on fire.
No, for real.
Flip cars upside down. Riot, go across. I'm ready, guys. I don't want to go alone. I'm ready. Like, when does the revolution start?
I'll join in. I'm totally, I don't know how to start it.
Yeah. I'm not the best at organizing, you know, but I will show up.
100%.
I'll be on time.
I might be a little late, but I'm coming.
Yeah.
Well,
let me know. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Because God damn.
It's a sad day to be fucking American. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing and shameful.
I will say, although I feel like why the fuck did it take you 7 fucking 8 months? I will say I appreciate the fucking people finally waking up.
I do too.
Regarding Palestine.
I do too. And I've abstained from that part you just said. Because I don't want to discourage anybody.
Yes.
And I'm going to continue. And I saw you posted it. And I'm going to continue posting. It's never too late.
It's never too late.
You are late to the party for whatever fucking reason.
Right.
At least you're here. Now.
Welcome.
Let's not do one and done, though. Let's not just post that one AI Rafa. Eyes on Rafa post and then think that's sufficient. And you don't need to do no more. I would like there to be something on your page, not just your stories, because that's one way that I'm checking whether or not I'm going to continue following people.
Yeah.
Is I go look at their page, and if I don't see anything on their page, you're out.
You can even put it in your highlights at the top. Make a Palestine folder.
Yeah.
That's what I plan on doing when
I can. I just want it to be visible, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that your position is known because it's important. And
put it in your bio.
It needs to have visibility. That's all they're fucking asking of us. Yeah. And it's like, you know, we need to make use of the control and the strengths that we do have, which is like our spending power.
For sure.
And our voice. And no matter how small your reach might seem, it counts. I don't care if you have 5 followers. It counts.
And it
counts just as much 100%. As someone with 5 million in my eyes. So, and in everyone's eyes. So like, don't feel,
your
don't
footprint
hesitate.
Isn't big enough because it is.
And don't hesitate because you haven't said anything in the past. We're still going to be so happy that you're saying something now.
Yes.
So just do it and continue to do it. And you know, that's what needs to happen.
Definitely. Fuck.
I thought that had something to do with me being nauseous for 2 days also, because
those
it was
videos,
around the time
where
I was watching a lot of fucking babies and, you know, that Eyes on Palestine page. Like, if you don't follow it, go follow it. That's a first hand account of all footage on the ground, immediate footage of what's happening in real time. And that shit fucks me up. But I had to just tell myself that's a normal, healthy reaction. Like 100%. If I wasn't getting sick and if I wasn't being, you know, getting the urge to vomit and shit, something would be fucking wrong with me.
Definitely.
So, yeah, as upsetting as it is, like I have the privilege to put my phone down. You know, yeah. I just
take a break.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. Like that's a privilege that I feel guilty about in itself. Everybody yeah. can't take a break or, you know, take a breather because it feels overwhelming. Like, imagine living that shit. Like,
yeah, I have a bad, well, I look at it before I go to bed mm-hmm. and then I wonder why I'm up.
Why I can't 3 a.m. and I got a puke. Yeah.
Just the one that really fucked with me recently before they started bombing Rafah was I posted on my story this, oh my God, the cute little chubby toddler, little girl with curly brown hair, black hair, and she on the little dress, and she was holding the two jugs of fucking water. That baby couldn't have been more than 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
No shoes.
Yeah.
Carrying jugs of fucking water.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
And it's like 8 months now. And today, the Minister of Defense or whatever fucking title they have announced that they project bombing will continue through the rest of 2024. And they don't see the war. It's not a war, but they don't see that ending at all this year. That's their projection. Like, when is someone going to step in? Like, I understand and I respect the ICJ and all that shit, but like, what power do you really have?
None.
You know, I get it. Like,
none, especially when the Western, not even the Western, when the United States is like threatening family members and shit of the ICC, telling them, I hope you're not traveling anytime soon, basically saying, you know, they won't be able to fucking leave wherever they are. And
mm-hmm.
like, what the fuck is going, like,
I don't know where we are right now, this world. I don't understand. It makes me feel guilty for bringing more kids here.
Oh my God, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I feel hella bad. Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully something happens.
Something happy.
Arrest warrant, like a possible arrest warrant for...
What I want to happen, I can't say because, well, bitch, right. I don't need Homeland Security happen, here.
Right. But isn't there already an arrest yes. warrant for Putin? And it's like, that doesn't do anything. He's like, okay. And so
right.
that's, what do you think Bibi's going to do? Like the same thing, right?
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I just...
Something has to happen. I don't know what, but something.
Something. Yeah. We have a dumb fuck president who's like, fucking entering Rafah is my fucking hard red line. Well,
and then they announced then it wasn't.
Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, just kidding. Great.
You're a piece of shit.
No, for real.
As a human, as a man, as a president, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And stop getting facelifts or whatever, because your fucking eyes look fucking stupid.
Yeah, you're starting to not look human. Like,
hate you.
So gross.
I have a sweet little story.
What? Because I was just going to talk about some creepy stuff I saw.
Okay, I'm going to tell a sweet little story after this.
Okay.
Even stuff like this, I want to post about it, but then I'm like, I feel bad even sharing anything good or anything like that, because I'm friends with so many people that are over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I always fucking quadruple guess what I post, but I notice what the algorithm, I'm getting off on a tangent, but I notice what the algorithm, I have to post a photo of myself or a photo on my story that I know will get a bunch of heart reacts in order to keep my views up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just...
My views are down for the last week because since I've started,
yep.
increasingly.
You have to throw in something
down,
you
some
know.
Thousands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to throw in something you know will get a bunch of heart reacts, like a selfie or a fucking. A
I mean,
cat photo
I
would
to
be
do
great,
that anyway.
Maria.
No, it wouldn't.
A cat photo.
I try
perfect.
To break it up anyway just to kind of lighten the mood. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see terror over and over and over. I'm going to share it, but I try to have a balance anyway, just because sound like Mark was getting jumped.
I know. I was like, did someone break in?
Is it a home invasion?
Lock the door, bitch. I'm going out the window. I've been working out.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. I'm going to stay and fight.
Our two personalities. Perfect. Right. I'm out the window. She's like, it's on.
I'm about to put my hair in a ponytail.
So anyways, my happy little story. So months ago, like last summer, I bought this mid-century modern double-decker end table off Facebook Marketplace for $10. It was in rough condition. Someone had fucking painted it white. So I went and picked it up. I brought it home after I redid the back bathroom cabinets. I was like in fucking furniture.
You were in the zone.
Repair
for a minute.
Mode.
Yeah.
Okay?
And then you just stopped.
And so I went out, I stripped it. Stripping paint is not fun. It took me like fucking 2 hours. But I got the paint stripped and then I lost interest.
And then it just went where?
Sat in the garage.
Yeah.
And then Mark was cleaning out the garage a few weeks ago and was like, I don't remember this, but he said I okayed it. But he was like, what do you want to do with this table? I'm going to just throw it out. And he said, I said, okay. That's
and
how
I
much
told
I don't
him,
pay attention.
I said she was not fucking listening to you because she would not have said that.
Never.
Yeah.
So
thank God he trusted his instinct.
Yes.
And didn't listen to you.
Right. So he comes home last Thursday or Friday. And is like, stay in the garage for a minute. And I'm like, what, dude? I said, you know I hate fucking surprises. And so he's like, come in, like 15 minutes later, he's like, come in. And I walk in our mid-mod living room. And there's this beautiful fucking pecan-colored double-decker fucking
yes.
end table. And I was like, oh, my God. I went, oh, is that my fucking table from the fucking garage? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He redid the feet, everything.
Dude, he recorded.
The plate underneath, everything.
All of it. He
yeah.
fucking... That shit is beautiful.
He was at work restoring it.
I was wondering. He like, was working a lot of overtime. That's what he was doing.
Isn't that crazy? Who's thoughtful like that?
And I said, oh my God, this is loving me in my love language. 100%.
Yes.
Especially as somebody who has ADHD and has so many unfinished projects, right?
Yes.
Having somebody... pick something up that you were so passionate about at one point,
mm-hmm.
I'll cry. And then do it. And oh my God, like what a gift. I was like so fucking thankful. Like that.
He's a weird person.
Because
sure.
he's a dick sometimes.
And he's a man.
Yes.
And it's like what men are thoughtful in that way and actually fucking follow through and do the shit. And like, yeah.
And then do such a good fucking job. Like
amazing.
You outshined me, bitch.
Yeah.
So.
Ugh. Ew, she's crying.
Ew.
She's
and it takes
crying.
A lot to like make me all fucking
she's
mushy
crying.
Gushy regarding that, but fucking that.
And it was so unexpected and just
yes.
shocking. Yeah.
And I felt like that means more than anything you could have fucking brought me from the fucking
yeah,
store.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
That was a fucking a gift and it was. And I hate surprises, but that was a wonderful fucking
it was.
Surprise.
It
so
was.
I just wanted to share that stupid fucking
dumb
story with you guys.
And start crying.
Like
no,
a loser.
It was great. I was like, you fucking killed it. Like,
yes.
The first thing she told me was like, that is my love language. Like,
yes.
You knew what to do and didn't, there was no reason. You know, it wasn't like Valentine's Day or a
nope.
birth. It was totally unprompted. Fucking
I said, oh my God,
nice
I feel
thing.
So loved right now. Like
yeah.
it made me just feel really fucking loved.
Yeah, that
for
was
sure.
really nice.
Definitely.
I love that. I'll change gears a little bit.
All right.
And freak you out. There was a house that went viral and prompted me to start searching for more like it. the house that went viral that I saw was in Vermont on Zillow. And mm-hmm. it was like, you know, a big house, but like not huge, not overly huge. I don't know. It was only like 350,000 or something. Here, you get a dump for 350,000. I mean, so I guess it was a nice house considering where it was and like big size.
Yeah.
But it had a 9-cell jail in the basement, which prompted me to further investigate. How common is this? Oh, it's quite common.
Is it?
It's quite common.
Because I saw that house.
And they're quite affordable. And
why? Why?
And it's very scary.
Were they home jails? Like, what was going on?
And I feel, yeah. And it's like the darker reality of it sets in.
Were they for slavery?
I believe so. Why else would you fucking have it? And then I start to think, you should be required by law to dismantle this completely.
Demolish it.
Demolish it before you resell the home, or you can't have it. It like the city should have records of what homes have these. But if you go look on Zillow,
how many houses have little girls in them or little children in them right
whoever,
now? Little boys,
grown
men,
women, anybody, whoever. Like I literally. Personally, quick search, Pennsylvania, Montana, Ohio, Vermont, like all of these states had them available for sale right now. They were all under 400,000.
Come on.
Oh my fucking God. And they all had like, it would say fully functioning jail, fully like plumbing and everything
works.
As a
fucking bonus, as a selling point.
As a selling
point. Do you want to lock bitches up?
Do you want this perk? This house comes with a fully functioning, I'm talking about with mattresses on the fucking.
When your kids are bad, put them in jail.
You have a real jail with a working toilet and sink for each cell.
I would like to talk to somebody who grew up in one of these homes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you have a neighbor that has one or something. I would have loved playing jail as a kid. I would love as an adult to fucking move in one
for
now.
For work.
For now. Right. Exactly. And I'm just like, these are affordable homes with fully functioning jails. Some only had 3 cells. The one in Vermont had 9. Like it varies. But like.
A real flex.
What is happening? Why is that allowed to, you can keep that. Like, that's scary.
No,
and
that's
are we
terrifying.
Checking? We need to check the county records and the floor plans and go find out, is that where some of these missing kids are?
I feel like random checks should be done in your home.
If you
want
to maintain it, then you're open to random searches.
To make sure you're not fucking harming people.
Yeah. To make sure you don't have it occupied in your home jail. Isn't that scary?
It's terrifying.
And it's a very regular thing. That wasn't a one-off fluke. No, there's a lot. And there's a lot for sale. So imagine how many are still just owned.
And then think about like...
I'm talking about metal bars. Looks like San Quentin, yeah. Some of them.
I saw one where the walls in the fucking jail, in the house jail, were painted like seafoam green. But think about
and
it.
And have metal cots.
What would make you buy that? And what would you utilize that for?
Right.
If you weren't into harming people.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want those?
Why wouldn't you destroy that? Like, is that a fun piece of history for you? Is that like, what's something's wrong with you if you would keep it that way? And I don't know. Like, I would keep it for personal kink purposes, right? But like, if you're not into that, then what are you into? Because if not, you would just get rid of it, right?
Right.
I don't know.
And I feel like there's so many shitty parents out there. My brain goes to people fucking abusing children with it.
Hell yeah. Me not even being abusive. I would be like, Peas, you're going to the jail and I'm going to show you what it looks like. You eat your
you
fucking mac and cheese.
You hate mommy one more time, you're going to the
jail. If you hold up that middle finger one more time and say you hate me and daddy, you're going to the jail. Finish your mac and cheese. Yes.
You're
I would definitely
dick.
Walk them down there once a day just to threaten. Definitely. So
you're an
asshole. What's happening in those homes? I need to know and I might need to buy one.
No. That's insane, though.
I would dismantle the locks or something. I don't know. I would want one for to have my fucking rich white husband. That's where you sleep at night. I'll come bring you a tray with some water and shit, and I'll check on you and kick you sometimes.
And a slice of wheat bread.
Yes, and then I go back up to our bed, and I go to sleep because you're not allowed to sleep there. You sleep in here. It would be perfect for me, someone like me, because I already have a plan.
Bitch, you said, and I'll kick you a few times.
And then go back up the stairs to my bedroom. the kids are sleeping. They don't know.
I'll spit on you through the bars.
Yes.
We're fucking
yes,
good.
Yes. Yes. Shut the electrical fuck up. Prod you with one of them cow fucking things and then go back up to my bed tell you you better not cry loud. Yes. I have exciting plans for shit like that. But
all of you see, all of a sudden you see fucking home owned by Hello Dysfunction LLC. It's a business write-off
on Zillow. Well, let's just say, I don't know. Montana sounds nice. Oh, I don't God. Know.
Fuck. That's a lot of places that have them. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
I don't know. I had no idea shit like that exists in the world. And it shouldn't if the wrong person got, you know.
Yeah, no, that's terrifying. All jokes aside, it's fucking
I want to play with consent. Like,
right.
The possibilities not without kidnap consent. Yeah.
Fucking people.
The possibilities of people utilizing that without consent are the scary thing.
Mm.
But anyway, I want to share a couple things I watched.
Okay.
On Prime, there is a movie called What Goes Around, and it's really fucking good. However, there's a lot of different things with that title. It's a common title. So if you look it up, it's the one about a 17-year-old girl.
Wait, say it again?
In the description. It's called What Goes Around. That's mm-hmm. the title of the movie on Prime. But multiples come up. So just make sure you select the one that is about a 17-year-old girl. Basically, like her mom is a teacher or used to be. And it's just like a weird full circle moment with the daughter getting caught up in some shit that she was involved in back in the day. It's really fucking good.
That sounds up my alley.
It's very unexpected. It's very good. Me and Bunny watched it and I was just like, oh my fucking God.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. So
on Prime?
Yeah. There's okay. that. And then I also watched The Strays on Netflix, which I kept like skipping past, but then Bunny picked it one day. What is that about?
Because I think I just saw like
there's that light skinned woman, and she's like on the preview, the little trailer that comes up. She's dressed kind of like it looks a little old fashionedy, like 50s or something, but it's not. But like she's standing before a window. Why was I about to talk so proper? She was standing before a window at dusk. And she's like, you don't see that? Somebody's coming. And she starts like panicking. And then like, that's the end of the trailer.
Oh.
It's really good. It basically gets really violent, which I was excited about. I wasn't expecting that. And it's like,
I don't think I will like
she
that.
Kind of thinks that she's hallucinating or something, but she's not. It's like a blast from her past coming to creep up on her and deal with her.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
Good
it's
ending not, or bad ending?
Good, I guess. Okay. No.
You're lying.
Pissed me off.
Great.
The ending kind of pissed me off. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's still good. I think you would like it.
I think I like the first one you mentioned. I'm going to watch that.
Okay. But anyway, that one's called The Strays and it's on Netflix and that's good too. So I suggest you guys watch both.
I watched The Beauty Queen Killer on, I don't remember where I watched it. It's called The Beauty Queen Killer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 4-part docuseries on, I forget his name, but he was the serial killer that killed pretending to be a photographer. Well, he actually was a photographer, and this was in the late 70s, and he went cross-country.
I think you talked about this on one of our episodes because I was thinking it was that guy that was in LA.
I talked about it with you.
Oh, okay.
And so I actually watched it.
Yeah,
and it's good. Mm-hmm. It's very good. He's originally Australian,
uh-huh.
but he started in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the controversy surrounding his case was one of his victims he kidnapped was a fucking 15-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed with him the longest. He kept her alive.
Wow.
But it's because she was already a street smart little girl. She had survived hella trauma already, so she was built a little different.
Stockholm-ish?
not necessarily, she just knew what needed to be done to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So she played the fucking role of, I'm going to do whatever he says so I can get out alive. Whereas one of his other victims looked at her as his accomplice instead of an actual victim.
Oh.
But in interviews, both of these women as adults, because they both end up surviving, he ended up killing like fucking 9 women that they know of.
Oh my God.
They think he's responsible for more.
Probably way more.
It's really fucking good.
I never feel like the numbers that they actually get charged with or whatever are accurate. I always feel like there's way more.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. It's really good though. So
wow, I'll watch that for sure. I love
figure it out where it is.
A true crime. I'll search it. I love a true crime docuseries.
Me too.
Yeah, you would really like the Mean Girl Murders. You need to watch that.
Yeah,
yeah. I spoke about that before. It's a series. I saw 2 seasons of it. Really good.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna watch it. I know what you're talking about. I want to check out the movie you mentioned though.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what's it called again?
It goes around or it comes around.
Okay. Yeah, I want to watch that.
What that goes around is
that
what
sounds
called.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Before we read listener questions and stuff, I saw that one of our listeners, Betty510, survived a, let me get it right, subarachnoid aneurysm. That's fucking a miracle.
What's that?
A fucking aneurysm. Just
like Leanna had?
Yes, like a type of aneurysm.
Brain aneurysm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
She said, from what I read on her post, that she thought she was having the worst migraine ever.
That's how Leanna was.
Turned around and went home. Thank God she did. She fucking survived. And
so what did she do? Call 911?
I'm assuming so. Hopefully.
Oh, God.
Betty 510.
Let us
feel
know.
Better. Write us. Let
Thank
us know.
Thank God you survived and probably listened to your body.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Our friend, our close childhood friend, had one, and she described it as like a really bad fucking migraine out of nowhere. And something just made, and she's had migraines before,
yeah.
But something made her call 911 or something. And it's like, if you're in pain like that, especially sudden pain,
yes.
Like just trust your body and it's better to be safe than sorry. Just call 911
That's
or
what
whatever.
They're there for.
Because if she wouldn't have called, she would have died. Like she didn't have time. Yeah, I think it ruptured or I don't know.
People
like,
die from aneurysms.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to chance it. So if something like that happens, I'd rather be looked at as I overreacted a little bit than be dead. So,
always.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're super grateful you fucking survived.
Yes.
Wish you speedy healing. When you feel better, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh my
That's
fucking
serious
God.
As fuck.
Hell of. We got some write-ins.
Let's talk about, let's name our new patrons. Do we have them?
Yeah, you want to read them?
Yeah, just
you read them
before
this time.
We forget. Is it just, okay. Anissa Vasquez, or let me just say, these are our new patrons that joined since last episode.
Yes.
And we just want to acknowledge you and thank you for the support. And it's because of you that we keep the show going, honestly.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Anissa Vasquez, Stevie, who better not be your Stevie. Janelle Bashirs, who is our cousin.
We love you.
We love you.
So
we were
much.
Just talking about you recently. Allie, Alicia Tapia, Melissa C, Lo, Rihanna, Keyshawn Prince Jones, and Mila Vikas. I don't know if I said that right. But thank you guys so much.
You guys are the best.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the dark side. All right. Okay. Do you want to start this
okay.
one? It goes over a few.
Hi, Crystal and Pat. Feel free to leave this part out if you read my story.
As I slurp this fucking drink in the fucking mic.
I'll just read this. We don't need to leave this out.
Okay.
It just says, I want to say how amazing you both are. You two ladies have gotten
Definitely me. Don't leave that out.
Don't leave out the praise.
Right.
You two ladies have gotten me through so many dark times in an abusive relationship that I managed to leave before it got too bad.
Good girl.
Y'all are the only podcast I have remaining after cutting out anyone who refuses to speak for Palestine. So please never stop making content.
Love you.
I hope this isn't too long. I'm pretty long-winded.
Same,
join
girl.
Join the club.
Don't look at me.
Trigger warning for child endangerment, drug use, and verbal abuse.
It feels like home.
Now for the dysfunction. My older brother is 28 years old and has always been an asshole. He has suffered from anger issues for as long as I can remember. He was never the protector that an older brother is supposed to be.
Damn.
Because of this, we were never close. He typically has bigoted opinions and cannot be reasoned with, or he will curse you out at his highest volume in front of anyone, or no one. Sounds like a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Not starting off well. When he started dating his girlfriend, we'll call her Sil. Sister-in-law. Sorry. Sil. Her name is
Sil. I was like, it's short for Sylvia. That's where my brain
went.
That's
what I was thinking. And then it was like, no, sister-in-law.
Great.
I started to see a more kind side to him. He was just nicer. He has a little girl now who's 8 years old. Her bio dad is and has been in active addiction most of her life and is not in the picture. So I thought maybe the love from both of them softened my brother's heart. They now have a 1.5-year-old baby girl. When she was born, I moved to their town to help with the new baby. That was nice of you.
Hella nice.
We're from Georgia, but he did and still does live 2 states away now. My sister-in-law is an ex-heroin addict and was on methadone her entire pregnancy. Because of this, my niece was monitored in the NICU for a month until she was completely weaned off the methadone. I took care of my older niece during this time. I stayed at their house as I was also planning my own escape from my ex. From the moment they came home from the hospital, my brother turned back into his old self, yelling, cussing, berating the mother of his child while she suffered with postpartum.
Oh, God.
He never did anything and complained about everything. There was even a time when he joked about my older niece being stupid. I already want to kill him.
Don't you ever call no kid stupid.
She has ADHD and freezes up when yelled at. As a trauma response. Mm. When I defended her, he cussed me out in the middle of a restaurant on sister-in-law's birthday. Sister-in-law is no walk in the park either, and I do not approve of most of her parenting decisions, but I do not believe anyone should be spoken to the way he does to her, especially during postpartum. I remained on her side through it all because she has no support system herself. Her mom is also currently in active addiction, heroin. Fuck. After living there for 1 year, my lease ended and I moved back to Georgia and I'm now living with my best friend and our fur babies in a dinky little house. We love it though. That sounds cozy.
I'm happy for you.
I knew that losing their free babysitter would only make things worse between them, but I couldn't stand to be around their toxicity anymore. As y'all may have guessed, after a year or so of his behavior, sister-in-law has slipped back into addiction.
Oh, fuck. Damn.
This past November, she took a pill laced with fentanyl and OD'd. She survived.
Oh, God.
But had to be brought back to life by EMTs while the kids were in the house.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure what they saw. This was when she was out of state visiting her family for Thanksgiving, she told us months later. She continued to take pills and since I've left is now back in active addiction. She was taking pills before I moved away, but I was in denial. I can be naive and make excuses for people's behavior instead of accepting that they're just high. Since then, she's wrecked his car that my grandma pays for and has driven it while under the influence. She brings the kids to her, quote, friends' houses where they get high. They have not directly said this, but I believe she's driven with the kids in the car while on drugs multiple times. She almost confessed this to me in a text, but stopped replying when I asked for clarity. after multiple occurrences of my brother coming home from work, to her high, out of her mind, unable to even speak, but the only adult in the house caring for the two children, he asked my mom to come stay with them to make sure the kids were okay while he was at work. Now we're in present day. My mom has been staying with them for almost 2 weeks, basically babysitting sister-in-law while my brother works. My parents live 7 hours away. My parents are still married and never spend this much time apart. I know my mom is miserable being around their constant arguing and sister-in-law's drug use that she thinks is not obvious, but my mom feels that she has to be there or else something could happen to the kids. I agree with her. I can no longer support sister-in-law after all she's put my precious nieces through. She's now talking about finding a place of her own and taking the kids. No one has called CPS. It is unspoken, but we are all afraid of what that would mean for the girls. Namely, my older niece, who is not biologically related to me. I can't fathom a world where she would be thrown into the system or moved in with a member of sister-in-law's family. I want sister-in-law to get better, not for a family to be ripped apart. We've urged them to move back to our home state to get the support of my parents and extended family. We have a huge support system there. I'm just afraid it's too late and that things are going to get worse before they get better. Please give me your best advice. My heart breaks for my nieces. I worry about the trauma they will carry from their parents, and I beg the universe to guide them in the right direction and away from drugs when they grow up. Thank you in advance if you made it this far. This is my first time being the adult in a situation where kids are affected. I need an auntie right now. Lots of love from a longtime listener, and as always, free Palestine.
Fuck. First of all, you can't make anybody stop using. They have to want to. I would say somebody in your family needs to take the kids.
Yeah, it 100%. Sounds like the kids are a burden, honestly, to them. He's working and she's not fit at all.
So they're watching. These babies are watching their mom be high all day,
mm-hmm.
okay, and slump out. And then their dad comes home and is raging.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's the worst environment for a fucking kid to be in ever. Like, that's a nightmare.
She's already... the 8-year-old is already going to have PTSD from mm-hmm. this, 100%. Somebody in your family needs to step up and take the kids.
And he should be okay with it, because what's the alternative? We call CPS.
Right.
And I would hate to have to make that threat. Hopefully you don't have to, and you can just convince them to sign over temporary custody or something, and you guys get the kids. Thank God you have a big support system and a family.
Yeah.
And that's the bright side to all of this. Get the kids. Fuck what they decide to do. Get the kids. Get some type of temporary custody in writing so that you can apply for, like, health coverage, food stamps, school. Medi-Cal, any kind of cash aid or whatever for the kids once you get them to where you are, and just fucking take care of them kids.
And I would just frame it to them in a way that...
they're sick. Your parents are sick.
I want you guys to focus on yourselves
and get better. And be away from that kind of shit.
And let us watch the kids, keep the kids until, you know, you guys are better and more stable.
Oh, I thought you meant to the kids.
No, I'm saying to...
to the parents.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to the brother and the sister-in-law. Just frame it as...
we know we can't make you move here, you know.
But let us take the kids. Mm-hmm. We want you guys to be able to work on yourself without, you know, having to worry about the children. Like,
my parents can't be separated fucking 7 hours apart to babysit, you know, you while you insist on living here. Like, no.
And I know
kids need to come to where we live.
And I know it's a huge responsibility, but if, you know, you have a good support system, like you say, you guys can all work together and ensure that these babies... get the care that they deserve, not mm-hmm. just need, but deserve, you know? I can't imagine.
And pray to God they don't have any more.
Yeah. Please update us.
Yeah.
On what happens. Fuck. It's a fucked up situation, man.
A nightmare. But thank God there's a family and a support system, and they just got to get the kids there.
Yeah.
I don't see them refusing because what's the alternative? Y'all are finna lose these kids, you know, like you're fucking up.
God damn, that's hella sad. Okay. A lie for y'all. But first, no fucking joke. As I sat down to write this out, I was listening to It's Still About Me at the very moment when Crystal asked, have you not listened to the episode when a man loves a woman and Aunt Deb and fucking Wheelchair Willie, which was the first episode to inspire a write-in from me. What a weird moment of, I hate trying to say this word, synchronicity. Just thought I'd share that for you, Crystal. I love that. It was kismet.
My God.
I love this next sentence even more. I grew up in Corning with my dad, who chose that area because it was far enough out of Yolo County jurisdiction to not have to worry about his multiple outstanding warrants.
Right.
But close enough to make a day trip or quick weekend trip when and if he needed to. My dad had a lot of health issues, so by this time my grandparents had moved up to help support my dad in raising me. They bought an olive orchard. Oh, my God. Aunt Deb and fucking Uncle Pete had an olive orchard. Right. Those are fun when you water them. You basically flood the orchard and you get to, like, splash, run through and fucking slide. Oh, it's, like, the best time. They bought an olive orchard and lived right outside of town. To set the scene, my cousins are up visiting from Yolo County, and we're all piled in my Nana's little Mazda B2000 pickup truck while I'm driving us around the orchard. I imagine I wanted to show off in front of my cousins, so I asked them if they wanted to go for a cruise on the paved county road, and that I do this all the time. I had never done that.
Oh, my God.
Shit in my life.
Oh, my God. I was fully lying.
Fully lying. They say they are down, so I pull out onto the main road.
Did you have on sunglasses?
Dude. Like, a trucker hat? That's what I picture.
I picture sunglasses being extra cool.
Yes. At the end of the road was a massive dry creek bed that you could technically drive through if you had four-wheel drive and continue on to the paved road on the other side. But we literally called this area the Death Trail and would ride our bikes down there. Determined to show out, I floor it.
Oh, my
God.
And
just keep shifting through the gears towards the Death Trail. One cousin said I hit 70 miles per hour top speed.
In grandma's fucking pickup.
I think I kind of blacked out and don't remember. All I know was that I locked up the brakes.
Oh, and slid.
And had to engine brake that truck to get it to stop. None of us were wearing seatbelts. A plume of dust and gravel surrounded the truck once we skidded to a stop.
You're in fucking trouble.
Once the dust cleared, I was panting, white knuckling the steering wheel, and admitted, haha, I'd never done that before.
You wanted to show off.
Half nervous laughing while on the verge of crying.
Oh, my God.
To this
God.
Day, my cousins still share this story at family functions. Most people laugh. And while it's funny, I still think about how that one little lie and showboating could have altered our lives forever had we fucking crashed.
And died.
Oh, well, that's why I'm an anxiety-ridden mother of two now.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for all the community love and support you provide through the pod. Thanks for being real ones and offering the rest of us a safe place to be our weird selves. Thank you for all you do and free Palestine.
I love it.
Love it.
I love it. Oh, my God.
I could picture that scene so the fucking
whole thing,
clearly.
Yes.
I know. I know those dry creek beds up there, the little fucking paved road, the fucking olive orchard.
You wanting to show out. Oh, my
Fabulous.
God.
Fabulous.
That's hilarious.
It's fucking funny. Thank God you guys didn't crash and no one fucking flew out and died. I think that might be all we got. Unless you want to go into the email.
I think that's it.
My eyes are watering.
My eyes
so
are burning,
bad.
Kids, because it's hot and Allergies. Muggy in here and you're smoking cigarettes back to back. And
you
now my
just
eyes are burning.
Lie.
No, because my eyes were fine at first.
Mine have been burning all day today.
Nope. Mine just started. It's the cigarette smoke.
No.
In this muggy, damp,
this is a
moist,
sauna.
Hot room
this
that we're
is
in.
For your health.
We think that there was a home invasion going on. They probably think the TV is on in here. Mark is tied up. We have to go. Oh, my God. I'm done.
I wonder what that was. I hope that
it
was
the TV.
It sounded
like he was getting jumped.
It
so
did.
Let's find
surely.
Out.
Oh, you guys, we love you so much. Glad to be back. You guys know what to do. Go to YouTube.
Tell us what you think.
For sure. Rate, review.
We've been posting.
That's a good word.
Some listeners in merch and stuff lately. It's a conjunction and we've got word. Really cute photos from you guys. Please keep them coming. They bring me so much joy. I love to see you guys in your merch.
We still have some small town girl shirts.
Yes, on Patreon.
And we're getting ready to do merch again, so look out for that, you guys.
Yeah, because you know we only do it like once, twice a year, so get it while you can. Exactly, because we're not having it available all the time.
Because it's a lot. And that's it. We love you guys.
Yeah.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed.